call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, Bill 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. That adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Reba?
Here.
Joel?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McConnell?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
I'd like to deviate a little bit from what we have on the agenda here. I'd like to go right to Resolution 176-2011, which you should have found on your desks this evening, appointing a new tax assessor, Ryan T. Riccio.
Make a motion for Resolution 176.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Do we decide on a salary? I know we have some questions about that, I guess.
Yes, so we worked it all out. He's coming in at the minimum for next year. He will be at $27,000. Yeah, $25,500 for the rest of this year, $27,000 for 2012.
How is that determined? The second year's salary? I thought that was going to be discussed with everybody.
Yeah. I discussed that with a number of people. I got a consensus among people what they would accept. I made the offer, and Mr. Riccio accepted.
You made the offer without checking out with the rest of the council?
Year? Yeah, I don't remember hearing about
right.
That.
No,
Mrs. Gleba and Mr. Higgins I didn't get to talk to, but I had enough from the others who said, fine, let's go with that.
I didn't agree to go with that.
I thought you had.
No, I said we're going to discuss it at the meeting.
Okay, well, I still had four others, Mr. Valentine, myself, Mr. Boyle, and Mr. Jewell, had agreed to that.
Okay,
any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you.
For the audience, this is our new tax assessor.
Ryan Riccio.
And he's going to go jump right into it. If anybody wants to talk to him, he'll be in his office and get him a lay of the land.
Good luck. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Also, I have a proclamation for the Washington Women's Club, which is celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. Whereas in 1925, the Washington's Woman Club was officially organized and became federally recognized in 1926, and whereas the Washington Woman's Club's sole purpose is for the betterment of the community, the Washington Woman's Club aids in the efforts to improve the beauty of the town and engages in civic, philanthropic, cultural, and educational projects as opportunity presents, and whereas the Washington Woman's Club are members of the General Federation of Women's Clubs and the New Jersey State Federation of Women's Clubs, and whereas the Washington Woman's Club contributes to many local charities, including the Community Food Pantry, Washington Celebrates America, the Vernon Oaks Society, and the Domestic Abuse and Rape Crisis Center, while also offering scholarships to students from Warren Hills Regional High School and Warren County Technical School. And whereas, in addition, the Washington Woman's Club has provided meals and holiday trays to the Meals at Home program and participates in the Community Lunch program at the United Methodist Church. And whereas for the past 85 years, the Washington Woman's Club has been essential in the betterment of our community, as well as providing charitable donations to nonprofit organizations that provide services to the residents of the borough of Washington and surrounding areas, and be it proclaimed that this proclamation be duly embossed, signed by the mayor, publicly presented to the Washington Woman's Club, and forever recorded in the official records of the borough of Washington as an everlasting tribute to the Washington Women's Club by an appreciative and thankful community. Okay. We have no correspondence, which leads to the audience portion. At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for testimony from guests. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is John Ketwig. My address is 43½ Carlton Avenue here in the borough.
What can we do for you, Mr. Ketwig?
Well, I need some help. We have a situation in our neighborhood that I don't know how to go about getting help other than to come here and ask you folks what you can do. I've got some photographs that I'd like you to look at. This is a, it was a metal shed that blew away, and the police came and tossed it back over the fence. All the contents have been out in the rain and the wind and everything. Now people have started throwing their trash there. We have an unofficial city dump, which is right outside our bedroom window, and we'd like to see if we can get some help to get it cleaned up.
Is it in the alleyway behind
us? Right, on the alleyway behind Carlton Avenue.
If I could address this too for a second, Scott.
No, I don't think there's a name to it, to be honest.
There's a foreclosed property, and it's on the alley behind Carlton Avenue, past North Lincoln. And it seems that there's this problem at this property, and it's a bank-owned property, and no one's coming to clean it up, and it's an accumulated mess. It's been going on, ongoing for quite a long time, as I understand the situation. And I guess the citizens had, you know, previously contacted, you know, the Borough Hall here. I don't know who exactly, I don't know if they spoke to the manager, but it's been going on for a few months now, and they really, it's been persisting. They wanted some sort of action taken as soon as possible.
This would come under code enforcement, would it not?
Yep, I'm writing it down now.
Along with being unsightly, it's, I think, a health hazard. There's kids playing in there, there's broken glass, and just, it's not the kind of place where you want your kids to play. And it's not getting any better. I think when you see it, it needs to be cleaned up. We have called the Mike Stone, the code enforcement and zoning officer. He was going out of town. He referred us to Mr. Fallon's office. Debbie said she would tell him about it. That was in May, and not a thing has been done, so that's why I'm here tonight.
Okay. Well, we apologize for the problem with communication, but Mr. Fallon will be on it in the morning, I'm sure.
All right.
In the alleyway behind Carlton Avenue.
In the area 43 and a half?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
there's a lot
almost,
of metal there. There's a shed that's
across
collapsed.
The street,
and then there's
but it's just in such a position, only the various residents there will notice it, I imagine.
I had no idea.
No, it actually, it's pretty apparent. Anybody driving on that alleyway will see it. I mean,
who other than the residents uses the alleyway?
It's
you almost see it
from
Lincoln Avenue, though.
So it's, you know, a lot of people see it every day.
Okay.
All right.
And there was kids, too, you had mentioned.
Yeah, the kids are playing in there.
Yeah, right? That's not good.
Okay. So we will look at it first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
Into it and see what we can get done. Okay. Anyone else?
That's why, Susan Sloan, Grand Avenue. That's why I asked, because I have there's another property that I, can everybody hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Phelan for the one-way sign at the end of leaving the lot on Taylor Street, because although I wish the sign were kind of down, but still there, so there's no excuses for people going the other way. My next concern is the audit. I do not have a dog in this race, but as a tax-paying person, I would like to know if the auditor is autonomous. You can answer this however you want. Is he free to contact anyone in the borough for input?
Yes.
Is there anyone directing him?
No, there really isn't. He is in charge of looking at whatever documents he feels are necessary, digging deeper, or moving on as he sees fit.
I don't know a thing about it. However, I know there are people that want to talk to him that somehow are being shunned. It seems. That's my
okay.
That's my feeling. And I know in a situation like this, here, there might be people in town, past or present or whatever, that might want to, for personal reasons, might want to shave one side or another. And
I want to know that it's not going like that.
To the best of our knowledge, it's not. Now, we don't interact with
them. Right, right, right. I mean, this is, that's why I want to, I just want your feeling about it, because I'm afraid if it gets to a point, we get done, and there's still disgruntled people, why didn't he talk to so-and-so? Why didn't he talk to, you know, the cover-up will be worse than the original problem. That's what I'm, that's what,
He has mentioned that he's been receiving calls from various members of the community. He basically says that a lot of them have no factual information,
right, right.
That it's innuendo.
I know
and
that.
And it's up to him as to how he
right.
proceeds with that information. If he decides not to call somebody back, I don't know that we could force him to.
Right.
We?
That's
yeah.
what I understand all. That's why it's even
yeah, it's
a little hesitant to bring it up. However, I don't want to get to the end of the process and have the, he should have called so-and-so, he didn't call me back, it won't end. And I want to see this nice little report at the end. This is what happened, this is where we're going, we can, all our laundry's clean, et cetera, and we can go on from there. And my third concern was the trash alongside the theater. What's the matter with you? Are you
my
sad?
My allergies are bothering me tonight.
There's a sofa and crap alongside the theater going toward Pakistan.
The alley on the railroad side?
Not the diner side, the other side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's been there weeks, months. Is there a way that we're supposed to handle these things? Am I supposed to complain, or am I supposed to wait for a public official to...
If we receive a report, we investigate it immediately.
I know that.
Am I supposed to...
I've noticed it, and
yeah.
I've noticed it.
I mean, the short answer is yes. If you see something like that bothers you, you should report it.
So I should call Mr. Phelan's
or
office?
In this instance, that would be the code enforcement officer.
See, I have a little problem about reporting the theater because of my past history with it, and Alvin owned it, and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be like a little lady, meh, 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 but it's really an eyesore.
Have you spoken to Marco about it?
What?
Have you spoken to Marco about it?
No, I can't talk to Marco. We're not talking to Marco.
Okay.
We're not going there.
Okay.
It's not my responsibility to talk to Marco.
I just thought maybe it was a good shortcut. Didn't realize there was an issue there.
Okay. Scott?
No, it's not an issue. It's just I can't.
Okay.
If there's another property besides that you were talking, I don't know if you got into it. There's another property in trash besides
that was the theater property.
That was what you were talking about.
I think it's the theater.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's there.
I didn't know.
It may be the next door neighbor, but we'll
okay.
figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to while we're on this topic, it's come to my attention through several people, more than one resident, have actually come to me and said that. And I'm not in a place to say, you know, what should be done the way that the code enforcement officer works. However, you know, previously our previous code enforcement officer went around and like did a patrol, like, I don't know, daily or, you know, at least once a week, twice a week, something like that, where he would be able to spot things without having to wait for a complaint to come in.
More visible.
Yeah, and he was more visible and approachable maybe. So I don't know if there's any way to remedy that. I could just suggest it at this meeting to the mayor, to the manager rather, and have the manager maybe to figure some way to work that in, if he could possibly do that.
Well, I know he does go out every day. In addition to conducting his inspections, he does proactively go out.
Because there's...
He is only here.
Frankly, if I was an inspector in this town...
He's a part-time employee.
I could write... You know, 50 violations for, you know.
Without knowing
the
property, it's hard to say, but I can tell you every property gets a warning first.
Okay.
They get X amount of time.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Every property gets a warning first, the property owner. The problem is a lot of times if there's no one living there, the banks aren't very receptive. Because technically, if it's an abandoned property, or say it's in foreclosure, the bank doesn't own it.
Right.
So the bank isn't very receptive to maintaining the property.
We're having a hard time with a lot of the property owners that have vacated the properties, having the mortgage companies work with us towards resolving these issues.
Does that include lawns up to here?
Yes. I mean, in the spring and summer, we cut quite a bit of lawns ourselves, and we charge the property owners for it. We place liens on the property. We're doing the same thing. We don't like to do that unless they're 100% unresponsive. Everyone gets a warning first, and then they get a summons, and then if they don't rectify after the summons, then we take action.
I've seen lawns, and I just didn't know what the process was.
Same thing. I mean, we proactively see it, and we reactively get notified of it.
All right. I mean, the end result, though, maybe just writing tickets and having them pay is not maybe the solution. What we want, basically, is to have a better-looking community, and maybe the place to start would be to have, like, our weeds and things that we have around our municipal buildings and our sidewalks and things like that taken care of, so we can set a good example to some of the homeowners that aren't in foreclosure or that, you know, maybe are just letting things get a little bit out of hand, you know. So that's just my statement on the matter.
Thank you, Mrs.
Thank you.
Slough.
Thank you.
Can I address her comment about the audit?
Sure.
About what we discussed with Mr. Snyder when he was in here with us.
As long as you're not going into the executive session details.
Well, it's something like that. As far as other questions,
I would recommend that you do that.
I can't hear you at all. You're talking into your little hands.
Sorry. There you go. Mike right next to him. Just with the guidance that was given to him by the council.
About the
phone call.
Has there been guidance that we don't know about?
Can
you really go into that? It's council's decision.
I don't see why not.
I don't
have a problem
with
it at all. It's informational.
Yeah, okay.
So you kind of already touched on it. You probably just had one more sentence to add.
Well, basically, when we met with Mr. Snyder, his direction with phone calls were to take the phone calls that he deemed necessary to take. There was no...
That's fair.
Like credible information,
right.
Factual
right.
Information, or like an alarm went off.
And that was the direction from the entire council to Mr. Snyder.
But how would he know that if he didn't talk to
it? Pardon me?
How would he know that if he didn't talk to the person that called?
I don't know what kind of information his receptionist takes, but that was the direction that he was given. I mean, there were no... Don't talk to this person, or don't talk to that person, or anything like that.
I'm trying to be proactive, so we get to the end of this, and we know it was done above board, and there's no,
If it's somebody who calls and says they want to know the progress of the audit, I don't think he's going to call them back. If they say, I want to talk about a particular project and I have information, I would imagine he would call them back, as far as...
That's just my...
Yeah.
I get antsy when people say there's this big cloud, they're having an audit, which I know is in secret. I mean, I assume...
You understand it, yeah.
You can't say anything about anything that's going on. However, at the end, my hope is that we all come out and say thank you. Really nice thank you.
Okay.
For the council, for Mr. Snyder, and the town.
Okay. Anyone else?
Let's call the 19th across the way. With regard to the audit, I don't know. I was stepped out for a minute. I called the firm this afternoon, and I spoke to Mrs. Webster, who I believe is working with Mr. Schneider. I asked her, was the firm given a list or verbally told not to call particular people? And she said, I believe the verbiage was, I can't say that we were, and I can't say that we weren't. That's number one. Number two, I asked if they were going to be talking to any other people, and the answer was no. They're not talking to any other citizens. So whether you have information or not, they don't care. They want you to send it in writing. So whatever you're saying is not what they're saying, and what they're saying is not what you're saying. So something's going on here because... No one's talking the same language. Okay, but I specifically asked to speak to him and was told they're not talking to any other citizens right now.
That that is his choice.
Fine, but don't say that if you have something to say, that they want it, that that's not what he's doing.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I'd accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That moves us on to ordinance 6-2011.
I move ordinance 6-2011.
This is the public hearing for that also. So let's see, we have the motion and the second. The roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Ordinance 6-2011, sale of surplus land.
Okay, at this point, I'll open the public hearing on ordinance 6-2011.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Do we have to make a motion to adopt?
Adopt.
I will make a motion to adopt ordinance 6-2011. And that's from the sale of surplus property. That is the old DPW garage. Just sort of like this. And I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? Mrs. Detlef.
I'm wondering. I think I read the whatever you want to call that, 2011. But it didn't make any mention of any like driveways of getting into the parking lot. Is that all going to be covered and taken care of? Like, there's an entrance off of Broad Street or two?
Yeah, no entrances or exits are going to be changed.
Pardon me?
No entrances or exits are going to be changed.
Well, will they pave it or take care of it or something? It's in bad shape?
They're going to pave what they will be owning. I don't believe they'll own Allegher Street, so that won't be paved. But the parking lot itself, it is their intention to pave.
They might have cars that are going to stay there for a long time with broken tires and stuff, you know?
I don't think that'll be a problem.
We'll have Mike Stone take care of it, right?
All right. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Again?
Yes.
Jewell?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Forrest?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes. Okay. Then we have resolution 170-2011.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, and that's to waive the 20-day waiting period for the adoption of the ordinance. We have the motion and the second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have resolution 171-2011, and we need a little information on that. Mr. Phelan? Make a recommendation?
Excuse me. The earliest that this can be done based on the requirement to sell public property is we can publish the notice on Thursday, October 13th, and Thursday, October 20th, with a bid opening on Friday, October 28th. We left those sections blank in this resolution. There's three sections that need those dates, but I wanted to make sure council was all right with those dates before we went forward.
Is it
13th and 20th published.
Okay.
28th opening.
Okay.
And then all of the other terms and conditions in this notice apply.
Would it be the
time? It'd be in the morning, 10 or 11 usually bid opening.
Roger that. Does that have to be there?
Yeah, to put the place and time, correct.
All right, so 10?
If that's what council wishes.
10 a.m. is fine. Okay. Did we get the motion and second on there? Are we still waiting for it? Still waiting. So we need the motion and the second with those dates. I heard Mr. Justin Jewell move it. Mr. Valentine, you second? Okay. Any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That takes us to Ordinance 7-2011 for the public hearing and the adoption.
Ordinance 7-2011.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Wade?
Yes.
Ordinance 7, 2011, flood damage prevention.
Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the public hearing on ordinance 7, 2011. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Have a motion to adopt? Okay.
I just have a question about where does a flood, I mean, I know historically where it's flooding, what's the prevention there?
This is something that the federal government is requiring us to adopt so that people in the borough of Washington can still get flood insurance. So that's essentially what it's all about. There are maps and pictures and graphs and all this along with it if you'd like to see this.
There's a bigger one right here.
Okay. We're at the roll call? Roll call, please.
One more thing.
Okay.
Curious. I know that the fire department traditionally goes out and pumps...
Basements?
Is there a limit on how many times the fire department will come and pump the basement? I mean, they do it every rain, every... Is there any kind of understanding about that, or just do it...
There's nothing that limits them to my knowledge. Mr. Higgins or Mr. Jewell, do you have more information on that?
I think in this case it's permissible, providing information.
My knowledge, I don't believe so. There's nothing that says that there's not.
No, I know there's not.
There's no policy or any...
Not to my knowledge.
You just go, you get called and you go, no matter what, essentially.
Doing a community service, I mean, I don't think there's a limit on service.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a very nice thing. I'm just wondering. I think, personally, that I think a homeowner is responsible kind of for trying to prevent this instead of having the fireman go three or four times a year to pump a person's place out. That's just my little comment at this point.
Excuse me. Isn't the way that the fire department sends out, when somebody calls in, they send like... They don't send, like, a pump truck right away to help out. I think they send, like, an inspector.
No, we have, we'll send somebody out first to assess the situation, and then, given the situation, we'll send out a portable pump. Not actually a fire engine, like...
Yeah, so...
People think it's actually a portable trash pump or an electric portable pump would actually, we would use instead. And, if you have a house that has... We had a case at one time down by Broadway, it was a few years ago, I was on a call. The water would come in fast and you could pump out. Something like that, we're going to wait on and take somebody else first, then come back. And once the water starts slowing down, then it would be more feasible to pump the basement out. Because at that point, if the water's coming in too fast, faster, you can pump out, you're not really, you're not doing anything. But, like I said, when we take it on a case like 8 cases, somebody calls. We have several crews that go out and do it all at once, but...
I understand that totally.
Right.
But at what point is a homeowner responsible for, they just keep doing it until...
We haven't had, there's no rule or form.
Okay. I don't want to be un-Christian.
I agree with you. In my opinion, I agree with what you're saying, but it's up to the chief at that point to decide if he wants to do something like that.
But you don't want somebody to build on top of a well and pump them out once a week kind of thing either, yeah.
I understand where you're coming from.
Right,
We have had people ask us to pump their yards. That hasn't happened.
Good. I just wonder what the municipal responsibility is for somebody that doesn't shore up their walls or pump their own sewage or whatever their problem is, day after day, the same homeowners, time after time. Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Okay, do you have anything else? What do we need on this one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have the accompanying resolution to remove the waiting period, resolution 172-2011.
So moved.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have our reports from the borough manager and the tax collector.
Resolution to receive and file the reports.
Seconds. Okay, any discussion on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Jewell, I guess this is where we'll put you for your committee report for the Morris Canal?
Yeah, I attended the Morris Canal meeting over at the Washington Council just before last Tuesday, right after I was at the executive session that ran over there real quick. Basically, what they're looking to do is do a 25-year plan for the Morris Canal, and just to keep in mind, we have 33 miles of Morris Canal through Warren County, 11 of which are actually usable, whether it be trailheads, parks, something like Red Rock Park, or Saxon Falls. I know my father had the kids to swim there, he'd get a pool for one time, they'd fill it up actually. So things like that are usable. What they're trying to do is try to, in the future, possibly link those 11 miles, because they're spread out, they're not all one section of 11 miles, whether it's from Phillipsburg to Alamoochee, and try over time to link them together and make a trailhead, or, you know, you have to obviously buy land in between and all that. So they're basically looking at that, looking at the feasibility of doing that, doing studies on it, so it's pretty neat. And actually, the Morris Canal is one of the most unique canals in the world, if not the country. It's got the highest elevated waterway out of all canals in the world, so it's pretty unique. 33, we have, it includes 23 locks and 23 inclined planes, 7 of which are in Warren County. So it's a pretty unique canal at the time. It was in operation from about 1820 to about 1920. So it was
And we have the Campbell House.
We did bring that up too about the Campbell House. That was a good question, Don. And both me and the person in the township were actually there. I mean, we were discussing that along with the committee. So that was one thing they wanted to try to. It's there, and they wanted to see about adding, making that an addition, and actually preserving it further. Along with some certain artifacts in the county over the years. So it's looking pretty cool. I think it's a unique project. I'd like to see, like, the Erie Canal in our state, New York, for anybody familiar with that. That actually, that waterway is still in use, and actually the trailhead is still there, the towpaths are still there, and it's going along miles, or I mean, it goes for miles. I don't know if that's ever going to happen with this canal, but we can make it close, certainly with the trailheads and, with some of the education for the kids, too. It's a big thing for the kids to get educated, too, and that we're exploring the area.
Is the ultimate goal to get all of the canal property connected again,
they would like that. Unfortunately, property owners in between that may or may not want to sell the property.
Right.
The biggest connection is Route 22. The canal goes across Route 22, so that's one of the important parts to connect. Whether they build a bridge over that, or some type of pedestrian walkway, you can get it connected. Certainly, in the future, they're looking for that.
That's unfeasible to have it connected. However,
right,
the public should be aware of it, and the public,
right,
and the Fort Colvin school was built in.
Right. A lot of history.
Yeah, I got a question, Justin. Are you in cooperation with this, with Morris County as well? Because, it's basically starting. They have a lot of historical stuff.
The oldest, they started back in 1981 with the committee.
Okay.
So we were actually the first county in out of all counties along the Morris Canal to actually take action. I think Morris County followed suit. They have a few things they're doing here and there. Not as much as we do, not to the extent that we do. They have a few more miles than we do in their county.
But they have a lot more historical record and stuff that's still there, like, the locks and stuff,
right,
like that.
There was represented in Morris County there, too.
Oh, there was? Okay.
Yeah, so, it was the first meeting, so they were trying to get ideas and thoughts, and it was basically called a stakeholder meeting. Everybody got a stake in this. And the ultimate goal is, like, one day, maybe to have a trail that goes through the top of Broad Street. People can actually utilize downtown for lunch or something, get back on the trail, and be on their way. I don't know if you're familiar with the Columbia Trail down in Highbridge, but I go on that quite a bit. Same thing, you can stop off in California at 7 each, come back, it's good for community, it's good for education and history, pretty historical. So.
Thanks.
So you're aware, when Mark Bond was the mayor, there was something, I think that the Morris Canal passes through the borough was some kind of, do you remember that?
No.
There was some kind of ordinance or resolution that made it, that preserved it or something like that, because if you want to do any work and the canal runs through your backyard, then you have to get special permission.
That's correct.
Because there's some kind of canal.
It's a preservation.
Little
Yeah.
So that area over there.
That resolution probably would have been in 2001, 2002.
Yeah, probably somewhere around there, so if you want to look that up. A lot of the communities have done the same thing. The state actually has bought a section of it, and the county has bought a section of it. So it's well off, but the we're hopefully in one whole piece, but not unfortunately.
Okay.
That's all I have.
And the planning board may have some records of that, too, because I remember speaking with Mr. Bond about it, and he mentioned the planning board was involved in it. Okay, thank you, Justin. Any other committee reports?
Sewer subcommittee meeting on October 17th, 10 a.m. here.
Council chambers?
Well, downstairs.
Okay, conference room. Okay, we have no old business. New business, statewide insurance fund training class.
I had an email from Wayne Gies, who is our risk manager. He'd like to offer the council members and the borough manager a 1-hour class, which will give for each attendee, and council and the manager will receive a $250 credit. The topic is controlling workers' compensation and liability claims, and it's a 35 to 45 minute PowerPoint presentation with discussion. So he'd like to know if you're interested, and if you want to do it before council meeting, we can start early, maybe the first one in November.
I like the $250 credit for everybody with them.
Towards what?
It comes in as revenue, and it just gets placed in as miscellaneous revenue.
I'll come in early.
It's important for everybody now, so yeah.
2020. When is the first meeting in November? That's Monday, right?
No, that's the second meeting.
No, it's a Monday, isn't it?
For election day.
For election day.
Yeah. Why would we do the last meeting in October?
Because there's usually next meeting. Usually we meet on Wednesday after election day, but I don't have a calendar in front of me. I just don't have
a calendar.
I got one on my phone here.
Is that the soonest we could do it?
Tuesday after the first Monday. November.
Or we could just see if we can schedule it for the first meeting in November and go from there. Yeah.
Christine, is there any reason why we couldn't do it the last meeting in October?
That's going to be a long meeting because we're doing the professional reviews early.
Yes, 6:30 meeting.
Okay. But wait a minute, I thought there's three meetings in October.
No, we only meet the first and third Tuesday, not every other Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday the first, Tuesday the 8th.
Okay.
Tuesday the first, that's good.
Yeah, let's do the first meeting in November, if everybody's okay with that.
The election.
So like 6:30, November 1st?
Yeah, we'll have to check with Patrick, see if he's available.
The first, the 8th, and the first.
It's 11-1? Okay.
That's the first Tuesday. Yeah, first, the 8th, 15th, 27th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Mrs. Gleba, I guess you're up for the Improved Communication Strengthened Community Proposal.
Okay. I briefly talked about it at the last meeting. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at what I gave you. So, basically, I'm proposing that we have a mass notification system in the borough for the reasons cited in the presentation, you know, so that we can keep all citizens informed, you know, in a timely manner. Just, I gave you research and information on one system called One Call Now. I have another one with another company I'll give to you also. I'm not quite sure how to work. I mean, I have a bunch of websites. There are actually a lot of companies that offer this type of service. So, I mean, I don't know how much information you want me to give to you to have this pass. I mean, I don't know. Do we need to go out for a bid? I don't know what's involved with the whole thing.
I concur with Mrs. Weaver, and I think that she would make a great chair of the committee that we get into it.
Why do we need a whole committee?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Block the proposals?
So I'm looking for guy. Rich said he would tell us how to handle all that. So
for the cost you're talking about, as long as it's under a certain dollar amount, you're not legally required to get costs or proposals. For this amount, this falls under that.
Right.
So in essence, what?
We have to get proposals.
No.
No.
Well,
we don't have to.
How much is this amount?
It was under $1,000.
$700.
Right.
Is this for emergencies?
Yes, well, notifications for anything.
Because with the reverse 911 system down in Warren County Communications, they will do it for the town for free.
Really?
You call out to the Warren County Communications System Center, and you contact the supervisor, they'll take down the information that you want sent out to your borough residents, they'll go into the 911 system, and it'll call everybody to call the 911 system in Washington Borough.
And that's great for the emergencies. One of the things we were talking about is we had the bulk garbage pickup after the hurricane. I don't think the 911 center would want to do that.
Right, that would be good, but that would give us then more...
Due to an emergency situation like the bulk pickup due to a hurricane, yes, it would.
Yeah, I mean, besides, that's paid for the county, right? The county pays for it.
Yes, we have a...
We already paid for it.
Down there to where it's got every phone number in Washington Borough, and it'll ring every phone and leave a message on the answering machine, or if somebody picks up, they'll get the automated message.
That's excellent.
And there's no limit to how many phone calls they'll make for you?
We just did one for Hackettstown and made 13,000 phone calls.
No, how many times a year?
No, it's a reverse 911 system that can be utilized by the county at any time of the year.
Oh. That's wonderful, though.
The cell phone bill and the phone bill.
That might not, that's great if we have emergencies or something like that, but if we're going to call everybody and say we have openings on planning board recreation or something like that, which I think we were talking about a little bit, they wouldn't do it for that. Yeah.
We can find out if we can do that. I mean, I don't know.
That's what council has to decide. How many messages and what would the type of message be? Then I think you could be getting into a lot of different types of.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that for jobs.
No, I mean, I personally don't, but.
Something like the bulk pickup, that would be more than anything.
Yeah, again, provided it was done for.
It's actually a very simple process down at the communications center. All you have to do is have the OEM, one person call our supervisor, and they go through what they want done. The supervisor goes on, does an automated message, and it goes out.
Well, we're going to appoint a new OEM this evening, I hope. So, Mrs. Gleeva, maybe you could discuss it a little bit with him and go from there.
So, we'll...
I think it would be great if Mrs. Gleeva chair of the committee and maybe go down and talk to Mr. Franklin D, who is in charge of the communication center, and find out exactly what they would provide for us, have them provide that in writing, what they would provide for us, and then talk to the new OEM, and then maybe at the next council meeting, or the first one in November, we can... if the county's going to do it, I'm for it anyway. They don't do it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But I think that if they're going to do it, and they would do it for, like, school closings, be on the lookout for, some kind of a nut job in the borough or something,
Right. Public service.
Right, yeah. I mean, school closings, the schools already have a mass notification system, so we wouldn't get involved in that.
Okay, Mrs. Bettlett, I'm sorry, Mrs.
Yeah, I don't think we need a committee. I'll just get some.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to you. The phone book because they have cell phones. So is the 911 reverse call, is that?
It goes to the residence. Like, it'll go to a resident's house. It only goes to landlines because...
Is there a problem?
Well, because a lot of... Even a system like you're talking about isn't going to go to cell phones.
It would if you gave them the list. Well, the one that I researched.
Yeah, but you have to compile a list of...
Because of the FCC, you need to get their residents' permission use the cell phone.
Yeah, so
I would have put something on the website, contact us if you want to get on the list.
But I mean, if your cell phone is listed in the 911 system for Warren County as your primary home phone, then it'll contact your cell phone.
Yeah, but how many people know that?
Yeah,
probably not that many.
They would have to have that put in the 911 system as their primary phone number.
Maybe that'll be the first call. Sorry, bad joke.
Okay, that's all I have for tonight then.
Okay, thank you. Resolution 166, 2011, sale of surplus property, which would be the football soccer combination goal.
Make a motion to move resolution 166.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yes.
Sir.
Real quick, does this need a minimum bid in it?
Not in the resolution, no.
We determined what the minimum bid was.
At the last meeting, yes.
And that was?
$500.
But you're going to talk about?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish. Late Sunday night, I was contacted by a municipality in Morris County who might be interested in. I told them, get back to me, let me know. Meanwhile, we can pass this resolution, so if they're not interested, we can move forward. If they are interested, we can just rescind this resolution and adopt a new one, selling it to them if.
Do you have an idea how much?
They said they were going to get, reach out to their recreation department, get me a number and call me back.
Okay. Sounds good, fine.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. Resolution 167, 2011, setting the suggested Halloween curfew with trick or treat being on the 31st from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on this?
Yes. The businesses wish to have a trick or treat at school, as they have seen in the past. The kids really enjoy it, take it out to Memorial Stone Street. Most of the schools have their Halloween parade that day. Kids are all dressed up, and last year, many of them enjoyed it with the open businesses. Is that permitted, or is that in commission as well at this point? Would be from 3 to 5. We also are approved from the county to have a clean new turkey night and animal litter craft and educational activity, which Diana does represent as well.
Is that on October 31st?
Yes, from 3 to 5.
Did we do anything special for them last year? Because, I mean, this is really just a suggestion. When you get right
and this is only really a curfew. We're only setting the maximum.
Well, it's a suggestion.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's true.
If anything, the 7 p.m. number is the most important number versus the 4. I'll be honest, I don't recall what we did last year on it.
I wouldn't tell you that it has to get permission or not. And I also think residents partly protect their rights, that they have to see
I don't think we got permission. I mean,
I don't remember.
What we can do is just have the manager look into it and see what we did last year, and we can duplicate it at our next meeting, which would be in plenty of time. Okay. Ms. Blanchard says we didn't do anything at all.
We worked with the township on the suggested curfew for Halloween so that the police are aware that when the kids should be off the street.
So just go ahead and do it then.
Okay, great.
All right, Mrs. Della, we'll get that. You can have that as a private conversation. We have the resolution 167. So we have the motion and the second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? How about if we do 168 and 169 together?
Yes, so moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on either of those? Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Palatine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay. We have resolution 163, 2011, reporting appointing Jeffrey Haynes to recreation.
Make a motion to move resolution 163.
Second. Is there any discussion?
I met both of the appointments here at the last recreation meeting, and they'd be new fresh blood, and they seem very enthusiastic about helping out. And Jeffrey Haynes has already been involved for years in the softball program, and Melissa's relatively new, so.
I just had a question.
Sure.
Regarding Haynes, we got. This in our packet, everything blocked out, the address and all that. I got one of my packet with all this information on the ring, so that was blocked out. So I don't know if I was supposed to be blocked out or not.
It's okay for us to have it, but it wasn't public information.
Okay, that's probably what it is. Okay.
All right. Because it's... Yeah, it's blacked out on my copy here also.
Well, I have one, it's not blacked out.
Okay, well, you're special.
Yes, I don't know.
No, we got two. One we was placed in earlier, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
I had all the information, yeah.
Scott, can I make a motion to incorporate Resolution 7 and 9, the 174 and the 173 into one, or we have to vote on them separate, or?
Oh, no, 163 and 174.
Yeah, you probably should do them separate.
All right.
Okay. Any other discussion on this one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Then we have 173, release of a cash bond to Barbieri Builders.
Make a motion to move 173.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Glass?
Yes.
Rule?
Yes.
And then Resolution 174, 2011. Recreation appointment, Melissa Wardsick.
Yeah,
so moved.
Any discussion on this one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Can I go back, I know the Senate was passed there, the number 8, Resolution 173, please.
Sure.
Barbieri, the builders. That's over there, Heather Hill. That's where we're having all the problems here with flooding coming down from that area there, going on to the people who live where it crosses Myrtle Avenue into whatever that street is that's down there where these people are just...
Pardon me?
No, it comes down
McKinley Avenue.
That comes down to the backyard.
Adams and McKinley.
Now, this is saying that the engineer went out there and said all of this work was done, right, for the driveways, that's drainage, grading, and topsoil, and all that other stuff.
It's just for the one lot.
For that one property.
Only one lot. This is just for the one property, the one homeowner.
If you look under the block 44,
I see that, and I have that written down there. But my question is, where does it run out of the driveway? Does it run from the driveway into the street?
There's catch basins all up and down Heather Hill. And then on Myrtle, there's about 8 more basins down there.
Well, not where the entrance to Heather Hill comes down off of Myrtle, there are no catch basins, there are no curbs at that point.
No, we're obviously with
up further.
No.
So all that water that comes down there does go across Myrtle, through the canal.
The whole canal is full. I went to a fire one day, it was right at the top. So he's going to go through the canal wall, sure.
How many more properties right off the top of your head, how many they're doing up there?
I think it's 11. I believe
there
were
11 more?
Total. I think that's what the total property area is.
I was thinking 12, somewhere in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and check. I'm pretty sure it was 11, but I'm just going by memory.
Okay, so my thing is this. If we're approving these by the lots, and, draining down into the road, and naturally the road isn't finished yet, is that causing some of the problem with the flooding for the people on McKinley Avenue? And if it is, these guys need to do something about it.
Well, they're doing what they were approved to do by the board at the time. We can't make them do any more, any less. Is there a downside to the fact that road isn't completed yet and some of the basins are higher? Probably. We can ask them if they would be interested in paving it prior, but then the borough would have to assume ownership of it sooner, because we don't assume ownership until that's completed, that project.
But I think
so that would mean if they pave it now, we'd have to assume ownership of it now.
But it's like I brought up before, some of the basins are actually, you have a base coat of asphalt, the basins are actually maybe 2 or 1.5 inches above the asphalt with hay bales there. So really, in actuality, the water's not flowing into the storm drain as intended because the road is way about finished. That's basically what we're trying to do. I think
that Councilman Higgins is trying to suggest to hold back this cash bond refund.
No, I'm not trying to suggest that. It's already passed. My question is, though, is what does this, if anything, I know Andrew's saying that, and you're right, what the planning board said they could do, Andrew went out there and checked it, and they've completed that. Mm-hmm. My question is, does it have to be completed by lot?
Yes.
When each lot is done. So they have 12 houses, I think there's 4 there now.
Three only, I thought.
So they can take their sweet time in completing the rest of the project, correct?
Correct, theoretically.
In the meantime, the road doesn't get done, and these four people on McKinley Avenue are getting flooded. Is there anything that can be done?
What I've seen in some of these cases is that they dig a hole next to the drainage grate and let it go in that way?
The only problem is that would be more than what they were authorized to do. I mean, they're doing everything that they were told they could do in accordance with the planning board approval. We could ask them if they would consider paving it now, but then I think it would only be proper for the borough to assume the liability of the road at that point.
But we don't have to assume ownership of it until the project is complete.
Correct. But then what's the incentive then for him to pave it now if we're not going to assume ownership? There's no incentive to him to do that.
Okay. So can the engineer, I know that he's been out there, the engineer is saying that that development, that road right now has no effect on the flooding that's going on McKinley Avenue.
Oh, he's never said that.
Okay. That's my point. If that is a reason that is causing that, if that's a contributing factor, we as a council or we as a planning board have no right to have them remedy the situation?
I'd have to say no. And what I mean by that is the planning board approval is a binding agreement. The agreement that the borough entered into with this developer is the prevailing agreement.
Yeah, but the council can override the planning board.
No,
they can't.
But
No.
What I'm trying to
do, I mean, look,
causing a problem, an unforeseen
problem. Can we bring it to the planning board's attention, maybe? Maybe they want to
wait. Why don't I just pick up the phone and call him and see if he's interested in addressing it?
Well, even if he wouldn't have to finish paving the road, maybe put a curb on the other side of the street.
But I'll pick up the phone and give him a call and see what he can do. I mean, he's worked well, by and large.
Does Andrew have to be involved in that?
In that phone call? No. I mean, Andrew may, I'll run it by him what he would suggest, but I'll call the developer directly.
Do you think that Andrew should go out there and check it out first to see how much of a contributing factor it is?
He'd have to check it out on our dime. He can't charge the developer's escrow to go out there and check it.
You already said no, because he approved the plans.
Look, Heather Hill is a steep incline. Water goes downhill. It's going to, you know, it's the way it works.
That was an engineering problem building the thing, so they know. Andrew knows.
I mean, but putting an asphalt curb doesn't solve the problem. That pushes the problem further down the road to the next property owner.
Well, it's going to go down the property. It's going to go down the drain like it was intended to.
Well, there's no drains that far down Myrtle. That's the problem. So all that's going to do is...
It's right at the end of Heather Hill, right?
Correct. All that's going to do is channel the water further down to someone else's yard.
The problem is going to happen in the wintertime when it freezes up and then there's accidents.
We didn't have any problems there last year.
Maybe now there's more...
This year is very unique. We had so much rain, everything is super saturated, so even the smallest amount of rainfall this year is we're getting an adverse effect from it.
Even a little bit of ice, though.
I can give
him
a call.
We'll let him call Mr. Barbieri and see what they do.
Right.
Okay, 175-2011, appointing Kurt Klausfelder as our new emergency management coordinator.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this?
Just so everybody knows, that is strictly the mayor's appointment.
Okay.
You approve it by resolution.
Oh, okay.
So this is the same thing as the OEM?
Yes,
the
this is the OEM.
So
our previous one resigned. He has moved out of town.
So who's the one that's been handling everything with Irene and everything?
The gentleman's name was Frank LeClaire.
Right.
And I don't know exactly where it stands right now, but I know he's been working with the manager to make sure that all the ducks are in a row. And
but he's the one that left, so also.
Yeah, he's the one leaving. Yeah, left at the end of September. His resignation was effective.
Oh, okay. I thought this was something new because I remembered Frank, so that's why I was explaining. Okay.
But there is still a deputy OEM to be hired. And that one is not a mayor's appointment. That one, the manager takes care of it. Civil service on that one?
Correct.
Actually,
civil service.
OEM hires the deputy.
Okay. Right, any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? On the vouchers, you found two sheets, which would be the first and last page of the vouchers. There was an error on the original first page.
Make a motion to pay the bill.
Second.
Okay. Any other any discussion on these? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Suarez?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leyva?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes, I think the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
I think the fire department. Got me on that?
Okay. All right, Mr. Farrell, what do we have on your recap list?
Excuse me. Have the code enforcement officer look at the alley behind Carlton Avenue, as well as the debris on the side of the movie theater, the DPW facility, the sale of the old facility. I'll insert the dates approved by council and move that forward. We will, and I will contact Barbieri regarding the flooding issues on Heather Hill.
And you'll get back to us about that soccer goal.
Correct.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Valentine.
Yeah, did we do the thing about the minutes from last meeting?
To win.
No.
We didn't.
They're not
prepared. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. So other than that, I just wanted to inform council, thanks Sandy and Addie and all the volunteers. I mean, they did an amazing job this weekend, and, you know, I was out there for both days. People loved what was going on. It was really great. You know, despite the rain and the kind of chilly weather, people stayed. People were there. It was good. It was a great weekend, and they did a great job. Thank you.
Councilman Torres.
Well, kudos to that, and you know, I was in a great perspective noticing that the activities of the festival, especially on Saturday, where, again, I thought it went extremely well. Hopefully, our citizens realize the amount of work that the bid does, you know, towards this every year, and it comes out to be everybody's happy. I mean, it's a win-win for the borough, win-win for everybody, so it's a good thing. So pretty much that's all I have to say today.
Mrs. Gleba.
Also, kudos and really great advertising this year. I mean, I saw it in all different places, the Express Times, the Messenger, and there was one other unique place, too, and I can't think of it now, that was different this year. They advertised, and
I heard it on ESPN Radio out of Easton and 99.9 The Hawk.
Yeah, that's 99. That's where that was. It was the radio station. That's
there
right.
You too, I think.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
I heard it on 99.9. The other thing I had asked at the last meeting, maybe if you could add it, because that's the problem. One thing I don't like, council remarks when you request something, it misses being on the recap, and then it's not on like that list that you send out of the things that are kind of like being worked on. At the last meeting, I asked if you could have the engineer, and you said he'd speak with the OEM to look into FEMA funding for borough like streets or whatever might have been damaged from the Hurricane Irene. So if you could also have now Kurt or the engineer look into like the federal stimulus funding, like how does just the counties get that kind
well,
of money?
Just for your aware, and you don't know this yet either, but just before the meeting I had a message from somebody in FEMA giving a lot of that information, and I forwarded it on to Mr. Phelan, so he'll probably see it first thing in the morning as to who to contact for what and what's been done so far.
Okay.
That
so that would be FEMA. But then also, like, the stimulus money that Obama passed, like, is it just the county getting that kind of money, or just can the municipalities get that kind of money?
Anyone is eligible for it. The lion's share of it winds up going to the states and the counties. Very little gets trickled down to the municipality.
So how can we get some of it?
So no, I have the information on my desk. The Fed or federal government sends out an email periodically, and it lists the upcoming, you know, funding and things of that nature. I literally just got it the other day.
All right, great. So, yeah, so if you could just have that. So if you know any money that we can get would be
wait a minute.
Great.
But on that point, didn't you say that you're going to be Hopefully, Rich, getting a lot of that money towards that special bulk garbage pickup.
Well, we're applying for reimbursement. I don't know if we're going to get it.
Did you apply yet?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
It was submitted to FEMA.
Great.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. Mr. Jewell?
I want to echo Sandy. Excellent job, you and the bids committee. Maybe next year, if the park lot gets on the other side, we'll have an echo of Stacy on both sides. That's two full park lots in here. We'll see. That'd be pretty cool because you got the walkway to link both of them. Stepping back to the code enforcement officer, yeah, I also wanted to bring up that the previous code enforcement officer did an excellent job. I think he was very directive in manner. And I think there's a lot of things that he did, and he did bring to the borough as far as like some of the youth that would need to do community service, were able to paint the curbs, mow the lawn, do certain things around town. And they did it free of cost because that was community service while he supervised. And given the salary that he's given, I think the borough can fit it into a schedule, and it actually did improve the borough in certain respects. I'd like to see that brought back. Case in point being the borough park. I see we're ready to bail hay again on Route 31 on the side there. It's already growing up again. I don't know what the problem is. I mean, if you want to keep everything visually nice, that's one way of doing it. Letting the grass grow like that for some reason, I don't know why.
We spoke with them last week, actually.
Okay.
And we're scheduling.
Councilman Boyle and I had no problem with our weed whackers doing it. Still wanted to make sure.
We spoke with the county directly last week on that specific thing, and we're scheduling it.
And basically, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Higgins.
Three things real quick. Beethoven Avenue. What do we do?
We're going to go back out to bid, and it's going to be a spring project at this time, because by the time you go out to bid, solicit bids, receive them, award, the asphalt plants will be closed for the season. So we're going to go out to bid over the winter for a spring project.
So we'll be one of the first ones, hopefully.
It all depends on who bids. I can't answer that. I don't know.
That's right.
When did we accept that grant? Because don't we have a year?
Yeah, they know, we notified them that we received no bids on the first time. As long as you keep them informed, there's no strict timeline.
And that was 140.
140.
That was the grant, we got 140. And that's already engineered.
Yes. We had to engineer prior to going out the bid.
Anybody know what's going on downtown here with the protesters? Burn your draft card. I mean, do these kids know what they're talking about? Burning draft cards?
Where?
They're doing all sorts of protests, I thought. Various protests.
If I may speak, I actually thought that happened yesterday.
State your name.
Raphael Scholl, I saw this happen yesterday. From what I could tell, and this is basically what I saw in the news yesterday, they were basically doing a walkout, trying to get people to go to Jersey City. I think it's part of the Occupy Wall Street protests that have been going on these last couple of weeks. That's from what I could tell. I think they're trying to get people to go away to Jersey City to protest Governor Christie. I'm not sure the specifics about it, but I think it's part of the greater protest Wall Street thing that's been going on.
Thank you. But I don't know what Wall Street has to do with that.
And what does it have to do with Washington Borough?
Well, I thought I wanted to make jobs, not war. And I agree with that. Unless they like to make more jobs, but I don't know. I just
Yes,
they
okay.
No,
I think
you heard it.
Maybe they borrowed
it. No, I saw
I saw a sign that said Wall Street at something. Maybe
they
borrowed it.
Yeah,
that's
why I read the end.
Do they need
some kind
of
no.
Okay, never mind.
Nope.
That's all right. Public opinion.
They got
to get public opinion.
You said there was three things you
had? Yeah, the other thing I want to see. Protesters downstairs, yes. Listen, there was a psyche there at your...
Just for all of us.
No, it wasn't for all of us. It was for moi, me.
Oh.
She coming back next year?
Good or bad?
Oh, she better know that. If she's coming back next year, I'm going back to see her.
One way or the other, whether to say thank you or what happened.
Huh?
Okay, anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Pretty intense.
No, thank you.
Okay. Again, I had a great time at the festival. It was wonderful. I'm disappointed that the weather was not conducive, but, you know, the fire department did a great job of getting tents up in their beer tents and covering so that people could keep their beer dry, I guess, as they listened to the band. But, you know, they were very proactive in that. I loved the bands, I loved everything about it, and that is that.
Thank you to everybody who came and showed up, we really appreciate it. I was particularly happy to see that everybody spoke about the whole community.
And I'm sorry my work schedule didn't allow me to man the booth for you. Mrs. Sloan?
I noticed that the messenger came out a couple days ahead so that they would pick up on that date, and I think maybe the borough should recognize the messenger or send him a little note or put a little thank you in the next issue to say thank you very much for coming out early, because that, they normally come out like the third of the fourth.
I'm sure the bid had a lot to do with that, being as the owner who prints that is on the board of directors.
Right, so they also have a thank you for recognizing Mary Braden. Yeah, and not only did she contribute so much of her time as a volunteer on the board, as a treasurer, as a sponsor of the festival, and the amount of work that put on them. I mean, obviously they do get compensation for it, but I mean, so much to come out, and they expanded their distribution
I want to say one more thing also about the festival. The thing that I really liked about this festival, it's been a point for me for all the time I've been doing, is it's not your like cookie cutter festival. We don't have a company come in and set it up. I mean, the bid actually goes out and solicits vendors and stuff like that, and it actually does help our merchants. I really like that. I know it's a lot of work, but I think it's great because it really is working towards keeping it local.
So, Rich, going back, could you send a letter on behalf of council thanking?
Council wishes, and sure.
I just have a question for Sandy. So what is the next borough schedule event, just so everybody knows?
I just wanted to congratulate you on the opening of your business. We did the grand opening on Saturday for his business, and welcome to the borough.
Right, thank you.
So I need to make a motion to instruct the manager to send a thank you to Good Impressions on behalf of council.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? I would accept a motion for Resolution 175-2011. Executive session for contract negotiations.
Yes, I'll make the motion.
Also, the fire department is having their annual children's Halloween parade on October 30th. Halloween falls on a Monday this year. I believe it starts at 1 or 2, so they send flyers to schools, for chocolate slider donuts, like a baby in an open house, and kids eat fire stuff, so.
Oh, I just have one. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. That reminded me. Of the message board, was it updated? I don't know if it was, because it still had the festival on it yesterday, so.
Did you say the one out in front of the
building? The letter board, yes.
Probably not.
Okay.
The festival just ended.
Yeah, so how often do you do it, like once a week or something?
Depends on what's going on at that time.
All right.
But,
And now I'll accept the motion for Resolution 175, 2011.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
After a 5-minute break.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, any discussion? All in favor?